news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5 on this Thanksgiving Eve. Right, yeah, I got that right. Sitting at 50 now at our studios. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they do have an accident clearing this morning off of Range Line and Todd Acres Drive. Also, another one without injuries at Government and McVeigh. Traffic flow is light so far. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland and across the Bayway, no delays. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning classes where you forge and make your own knife. You'll learn basic forging skills and basic knife designs. Classes are Saturday mornings and Monday evenings. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today with a few showers developing this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center. Layaway, gift certificates, and memberships are available for Christmas.
Right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, also staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and Kane with our traffic on this thing. Yeah, I think I'm right. Thanksgiving Eve. Right? As you get ready for the big day. Y'all are hosting, aren't you?
Yeah, the first time I have ever hosted any holiday.
How about this? How about we, on the text line this morning, any tips for Dalton hosting his first Thanksgiving, bringing everybody into his house? Mm-hmm. And if you got a tip here, 343-0106.
And this is like, you know, this is the pre-show, because Thanksgiving, I know it's a big holiday, mm-hmm. but it's only my parents coming down for Thanksgiving. Christmas, on the other hand, we're also hosting.
In-laws?
This will involve, yes, my parents and the in-laws. Ooh. So this is kind of a stepping stone. I'm working my way up.
Ooh. Christmas is going to be real interesting. All right. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, you could pass your tips along to Dalton at 343-0106. That is our text line and phone number here at Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A sad ending for the search of a missing Florida child. 5-year-old Taylor Williams went missing on November the 6th, and authorities confirmed that human remains found in Alabama this month are those of the 5-year-old's. That's according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. The remains were found in a wooded area of Marengo County, Alabama. It's a story we've been following for weeks now. Taylor's mother, Brianna Williams, is charged with neglect and providing false information to police. She was arrested back on November 12th. Williams apparently overdosed after her arrest and was taken to a hospital in serious condition. At the time of her daughter's disappearance, WJAX reported that Brianna Williams told police that she last saw her daughter around midnight and she was not in her bed the next morning. Closer to home, a $5,000 reward is now being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person responsible for the death of a University of South Alabama professor. Mobile Police Department is seeking out the public's help for any information which would lead to that arrest. South Alabama professor Dr. Matthew Weiser, just 39 years old, was found shot to death in his home very close to the campus last Wednesday. Campus police, they went to his home on a welfare check. Dr. Weiser is being remembered as a, quote, truly great person. He'd been teaching at the school since the fall of 2014 and was an economics professor. According to police, there is a $5,000 reward to anyone who can provide information regarding the homicide of Dr. Matthew Weiser. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's all about you.
Hi,
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No bond for the teenager accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson made his first court appearance since this weekend's shooting. He's accused of shooting and killing the sheriff at a gas station in Haynesville Saturday night. Williams was responding to a noise complaint in the parking lot. Witnesses say Sheriff Williams was telling Johnson to turn his music down when he was killed. The body believed to be a missing 5-year-old Florida girl has been identified. Authorities in Jacksonville, Florida, say a body found in Demopolis, Alabama, is Taylor Rose Williams. Williams was reported missing earlier this month. Right now, her mother is being held in a Florida jail. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant says the state's new lottery has already brought in more than $500,000. Under the law, the first $80 million raised will go to fund infrastructure projects. After that, the money will go to help fund education. The state plans to offer Powerball and Mega Millions drawings in late January. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You've heard about them for years. My friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services. And they offer a 12-year warranty on all new systems. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Lamar Jackson has a historic night as his Baltimore Ravens rout the Los Angeles Rams. South Alabama basketball off to a good start in the Gulf Coast Showcase, and Auburn basketball is headed to the championship game of their holiday tournament. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson had an MVP caliber night, leading the Ravens to a blowout win over the L.A. Rams 45-6. The 22-year-old quarterback threw 5 touchdown passes and rushed for 95 yards in the win. Here's his 5th touchdown pass of the night, this one going to former New Orleans Saints wideout Willie Snead.
Can he turn the corner and get in? Yes! We got a Jackson 5! Lamar with 5 touchdown passes. Willie Snead.
See what he did there with the Jackson 5.
I picked up on that.
5th touchdown pass. Yeah. That call was from ESPN. Jackson set multiple records with his incredible performance. He became the first player with 5 touchdown passes in a Monday Night Football debut, the youngest player in NFL history with multiple games of 5 touchdown passes, the first player in NFL history with 4 touchdown passes and at least 50 yards rushing in consecutive games, and the first player with at least 3,000 passing yards and 1,500 rushing yards over his first 2 seasons in NFL history. And by the way, this was only Jackson's 18th career start. Ravens running back Mark Ingram rushed for 111 yards and also caught a touchdown pass. Last week, Ingram called for Jackson to win the MVP award this season, and last night he reiterated his opinion.
Just run that back from last week. That's all I'm gonna say. Man, people been trying me, but they can't validate their opinions. So, LJ for MVP.
There's Mark Ingram. Baltimore's now won 7 games in a row and sit in second place in the AFC at 9-2. The Rams, on the other hand, are now 6-5 and sit in third place in the NFC West. It's holiday tournament time in college basketball this week. The South Alabama Jaguars men's team are playing in the Gulf Coast Showcase in Estero, Florida. That's south of Fort Myers. Yesterday, the Jags kicked off the tourney with a 74-62 win over Northeastern. Chad Lott scored a season-high 19 points, and the Jags outscored Northeastern 25-12 in the final 8.5 minutes to pull off the victory. Seniors Josh Ajayi and Trey Mitchell recorded 14 points each, and senior Andre Fox added 11. This afternoon at 4, South will face Miami of Ohio in the semifinals. The Jags women's team will try to get back in the win column tonight. They host the University of Mobile at 7 in the Mitchell Center. In the SEC, the 18th-ranked Auburn Tigers beat New Mexico 84-59 in the Legends Classic in Brooklyn, New York. Austin Wiley led the Tigers with 14 points and 13 rebounds. Auburn will face undefeated Richmond tonight at 6:30 in the tournament's championship game. Number 17, Tennessee beat Chattanooga 58-46 in Game 1 of the Emerald Classic. Dayton defeated Georgia 80-61 in the Maui Gym Maui Invitational, but at least Georgia's in Hawaii right now, so there's that. Butler beat Missouri 63-52 in the Hall of Fame Classic. Arkansas beat Georgia Tech 62-61 in overtime, and Vanderbilt beat Southeast Louisiana 78-70. Alabama doesn't take the court again until tomorrow at 1:30. That's when the Tide faces number 6, North Carolina, in Game 1 of the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor, but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers, sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin counties, Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today with a few showers developing this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Announcing Robert Still Power Equipment's 5th annual Black Friday sale. Visit Robert Still Power Equipment for their Black Friday sale November 29th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's chainsaw season. Husqvarna, Echo, and Steel, all available at 10% off, with select chainsaws up to 20% off. All handheld equipment will be 10% off, like string trimmers, blowers, and hedge trimmers. Also, it's not too late to get that zero turn you've been waiting on, with savings up to $1,000. Plus, Robert Still Power Equipment will have select clearance items throughout the store. Service after the sale is what sets Robert Still Power Equipment apart from the big box stores, with factory certified techs for all warranty repair and a full line of parts for those who want to do it yourself. They're your one-stop shop for all your lawn and garden needs. Check off everything on your list for the landscaper in your life and get the lowest prices of the year during Robert Still Power Equipment's Black Friday sale. Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or visit them online at robertstillpower.com.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Alabama Crimson Tide in the Iron Bowl at Jordan-Hare Stadium. On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Ham and Rehab with the hands-on approach. And Baldwin Mutual Insurance, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I know you're wondering about the holiday ahead, weather for the holiday ahead. Well, that's why we got staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams heading your way in just about 13 minutes. We'll get a full forecast from him. Also, programming note here at FM Talk 106.5 coming up on Thanksgiving. Fisher House programming bringing attention to the needs of the veterans' families in our country. Fisher House, as we've explained in the past, the fast way to explain it is what Ronald McDonald House is for families that have kids at facilities getting treatment. Same thing is true for the veterans' families as they are near their loved one at VA facilities. Fisher Houses are homes for those people away from home as they're near their loved ones. So we'll give you more details, but Fisher House programming coming up on Thanksgiving Thursday right here at FM Talk 106.5. It is sitting at 52 now at our studios. More headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Montgomery police have arrested a third person in connection to the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. That arrest happened on Monday. David Johnson Jr. of Montgomery was the man arrested. According to the district attorney, Brandon Hughes, he says, quote, "I can confirm that human remains have been found and we have good reason to suspect they are that of Anaya Blanchard." The remains were found off Macon County Road 2, not far from New Hope Baptist Church. Hughes says the charges against Johnson are hindering prosecution. Earlier this month, investigators testified during a preliminary court hearing that they believe that 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was driven to Florida from Montgomery at Yazid's request by a man identified in court as David Johnson. Johnson has since bonded out of the Montgomery County Jail. Yazid and Antoine Fisher, who's 35 years old, they have also been arrested and charged in the kidnapping of Anaya Blanchard. New information this morning in the teenager accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Big John Williams. A teenager is being held without bond. He has been identified as 18-year-old William Chase Johnson. He made his first court appearance on Monday. The judge ruled that there'd be no bond in the case. Well, we now know this morning, Sheriff Williams' own son was at that same gas station when his dad was gunned down after asking a group to turn down their loud music. New information, according to Sheriff Derek Cunningham. As for Johnson, he was arrested in Saturday's shooting death of Sheriff Williams. Williams was shot and killed at that gas station in Lowndes County, which is southwest of the capital city of Montgomery. As for Johnson, he was arrested a few hours later. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Some suggestions for Dalton hosting his first Thanksgiving.
I need to hear them.
The text line. Also, I have a list here of the 10 most annoying things house guests do. In the case of this, might be your parents, so that wouldn't be a shock. But house guests during the holiday, what they may do. I got that list coming up in just a second. In addition, of course, it is we could fill in with the AAA's. It's going to be a very busy Thanksgiving travel season as people get on, you know, that whole thing. But in addition to the normal AAA telling us how busy of a travel season it'll be, we've got three different storms affecting travel over the next couple of days. Winter's still 3 weeks away, but millions of Americans dealing with frigid weather and snow this week playing a factor in Thanksgiving travel. I know my parents are telling you they're trying to get back from the West Coast, and it's like a real deal. They got like snow and rain in Southern California at a big level. It's affecting weather on through the Rockies and back through the Midwest. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
If you're visiting family and friends this Thanksgiving, pack your patience along with your clothes.
I don't like cold weather. I don't like snow. I'm ready for spring.
The National Weather Service says a historic storm is hitting parts of the West Coast Tuesday and Wednesday, and winter weather advisories, watches, and warnings are in effect for more than 20 million people from California to Michigan.
I'm a Denver native, so I'm used to it when it snows a foot and then it melts the next day, so I'm used to it.
AAA reports more than 55 million Americans will be traveling at least 50 miles for Thanksgiving, and vicious weather is going to play a factor for those hitting the road by vehicle.
We've got Thanksgiving travelers mixing with commuters, mixing with the snow, so all that at once really is going to lengthen your commute.
as well as those traveling by air. Emily Williams is a spokeswoman for Denver International Airport.
Depending on how the forecast shakes out, some airlines may choose to offer travel waivers or cancel or delay flights in advance. So definitely check in with your airline now and then as your trip gets closer.
And some travelers won't have much to be thankful for later this week. Another round of nasty weather is expected to hit many parts of the U.S. this weekend. I'm John Lawrence.
All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5. More about our weather right here at home from Dr. Bill Williams about 10 minutes from right now. By the way, Jim on the text line, Dalton says, tell Dalton the secret to success of hosting your first holiday meal is to keep the old folks liquored up. It worked for us. Also, JB says, don't.
Don't. Just don't have them.
One word answer there. Don't.
Well, when you're the proud father of a 9-month-old, mm-hmm. you really have no choice.
Yes.
I mean, the wife wants to have everyone over for her first Thanksgiving, first Christmas, all the grandparents. I couldn't keep the grandparents away if I built a wall around the house.
That is true. They will scale the wall and get in.
Yes,
my grandparents do. Also saw this list, the 10 most annoying things house guests do, a survey of a couple thousand people by onepoll.com. They said, number one, arrive unannounced or without an invitation.
Hello.
Yeah, that one gets me. Snoop around.
Oh, yeah.
Break or damage something.
Mm-hmm.
Leave behind a mess when they're gone.
Yep.
Yeah. Be too loud. I don't know if they can be louder than the people who live in the house all the time at my house. Number six, smoke. Well, I mean, I guess
that's
go outside.
Just, yeah, if you're not in a smoking household, that's just like the rudest thing you can do right there.
Leave a mess in the bathroom.
That's pretty rude.
Stay up late watching TV with the volume cranked up. Go out and come home drunk?
Yeah.
Sullivan's. And number 10, be too demanding. Yeah, that's an issue all over the place, isn't it? All right, Dr. Bill joins us in a couple minutes. Plus, we'll check in with News 5, all straight ahead.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of whoever killed University of South Alabama professor. Matthew Weiser was found shot to death in his home Wednesday night. Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Petit says investigators tracked down several leads over the weekend but are not ready to name any persons of interest in the case. Weiser was an assistant professor of economics. Human remains believed to be those of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard have been found in Shorter, just north of Montgomery. The remains were discovered in a wooded area Monday morning near a church off County Road 2. Three people are now in custody. David Johnson Jr. was arrested and charged with hindering prosecution yesterday. Antoine Fisher and Ibrahim Yazid face kidnapping charges. We now know the name of a man killed in a plane crash in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. He's been identified as 38-year-old Matthew Platt. His plane went down Sunday morning just before 10 at Peter Prince Field in Milton. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating that crash. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and talking about wintertime, that's the wet season. We just came off a very wet early fall, and now we're looking at winter ahead.
Yeah, winter's the wet season for us in this area, and so that means we're going to get a lot of rain. If you've got some drainage issues, you're going to see them this time of year.
You know, you've described this before, and I think this is true for all of us. We're in one of two camps. Either your yard stays saturated and marshy and the water never goes anywhere, or the other side, the water's coming through your yard at 90 to nothing and carrying off your soil and your shrubberies and everything else.
Sure. So, you know, if you've got some water sticking around and that water's not perking or something, we can put in a French drain, or we can come up with sump pumps. We have a number of solutions for that. Or if the water's washing you away, we can put in dry creeks, or we can put in catch basins. We've got a number of solutions, but we can really help you.
All right. So let's get that help and set an appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can make an appointment there, or you find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, Let us know, and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year, and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998, and get connected to the Call News.
The Trump administration is appealing yesterday's ruling by a federal judge that administration employees, current and former, are not immune from congressional subpoenas. But Ariane DeVogue reports the White House is cheering the Supreme Court putting a hold on Congress's request for the president's tax information.
The Supreme Court said the House will not get President Trump's financial documents, at least for now. That's a win for the president. Now a House subpoena has been put on hold, and President Trump will ask the justices to take up the case this term.
And that could result in a June decision just as the general election campaign heats up. Airlines are dealing with heavy snow and wind in Denver as that Midwestern storm moves west.
They've already had 32 inches before this storm, another 10 to 12 on top of that. Snowing heavily right now in Denver. Low visibilities. Planes in and out of there could be very slow today.
Meteorologist Chad Myers. Stock futures little change from yesterday's close with record highs. The Ravens 45, the Rams 6 in Monday Night Football. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Evercore analysts say Uber could overcome concerns that prompted London's transit authority to refuse the cab company a new license. Uber is appealing the Transport for London ruling and is launching facial recognition technology, which Evercore believes should take care of regulators' most pressing concerns and ultimately support a license renewal. The Wall Street Journal says activist investor Starboard Value has taken a stake in CVS Health and held talks with the drugstore and insurance giant's manager. CVS shares have been on a roller coaster ride since the company acquired health insurer Aetna for nearly $70 billion almost a year ago. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba shares jumped nearly 7% in their debut on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. The company shares already are listed in New York, where its 2014 IPO set a record at $25 billion. Crude oil up 5 cents at $58.06 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures this morning are a little changed. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Cilonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Cilonpas lidocaine patch. Cilonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Cilonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Cilonpas, it's good medicine.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit in Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And, well, it's still cool out there, although not as cold as it has been, but in the 50s this morning.
Yeah, we're going to warm up nicely today. Yesterday, the high was 67. We should get up to 75 today. We've got a wind out of the southeast, so it's going to bring in moisture, and that's going to help us get that temperature a little bit above normal. There is a slight chance we could see a shower this afternoon, but a little better chance tonight. There is a cold front that will be moving across Mississippi and Alabama tomorrow, get through our area midday. And we could look for some showers then tomorrow with temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. And looks like we'll have some nice weather for Thanksgiving. I expect temperatures in the 60s, around 68 degrees, with the front moving through tomorrow. we should clear off, and should be a very, very pleasant day. I expect a high of about 68. Friday looks good now, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer, about 72 on Friday. Then over the weekend, the next weather system begins to affect us. So we're mostly cloudy on Saturday, chance of a few showers, and we're going to warm well up into the 70s, possibly as high as 78 on Saturday. Sunday, we'll have more sunshine, but still a possibility of a few showers because another front will come through. And so on Sunday, the high will be in the upper 60s. And then Monday, some colder air comes into the area, and it looks like we'll see 58 for the high on Monday under sunny skies. And so it looks like we're going to stay on the mild side all the way through the weekend and then some colder weather early next week.
So we are different than the rest of the nation, it seems like, with the forecast for the next couple of days. Some pretty big storms out there. I know my parents are trying to get back from the West Coast, and they said flights are delayed coming out of L.A. and Palm Springs because of this storm. But there are several storms, right, out there?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. There's a big storm system developing over the Oklahoma Panhandle, and it's going to head on up into the Great Lakes. And, of course, the trailing cold front will eventually move to our area tomorrow. Then another storm will develop over the Rockies over the weekend, and it'll track up toward the Great Lakes. And that'll bring another burst of, in this case, rather chilly air coming in Monday and Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, I know coming up tomorrow we're going to do a retrospective, a rear-view mirror look at hurricane season 2019, because that ends when?
Officially ends the end of November, so the 30th, which is over the weekend, and we'll take a look at a very unusual hurricane season.
All right, you piqued my curiosity, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast right here on Mobile Mornings. 6:38, we'll check in with Kelly coming up for headlines, and on the way in sports, there's a football game this weekend, I think.
Yeah, the Iron Bowl.
Oh, okay.
It's actually, I know you've never heard of it, pretty big game between Auburn and Alabama coming up on Saturday.
Intriguing. We'll get to that coming up.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, so I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at Your CBD store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit Your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility and take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go buy McLean Trailers today.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Just got a text from a buddy to say, hey, did I see this story about the woman killed by the feral hogs? I do. I have that story coming up shortly here from the Houston area. Woman killed by feral hogs story on the... Yes.
A lot of feral hogs in Texas.
Yes, a lot of feral hogs all over this country, but Texas has got the pig bomb down there. We'll talk about that coming up. And yeah, a fatality from a wild hog attack. 6:40, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, authorities are searching for two escaped inmates who are believed to be here in South Alabama. On Sunday, Joseph Keith Edwards and Landon Lee Gunter escaped from the Chilton County Jail. According to the sheriff's office there, both inmates were present at the 7.05 p.m. headcount, but it's unclear what time the two men escaped before officers noticed. Later Sunday night, the sheriff's office reported that the two men had been spotted in South Alabama with a stolen vehicle. Both inmates are described as white males. Edwards is 5'7" tall with facial and body tattoos. He was serving time with a $13,250 bond on charges of drug possession, first-degree drug paraphernalia, and receiving a stolen vehicle. And Gunter is described as 5'10" tall, weighing 155 pounds. He is facing charges of auto theft and was behind bars on a $10,000 bond. Authorities took to social media saying, quote, "The sheriff's office is exhausting all resources and efforts to bring these two inmates back into custody. If you see something, say something. Please call 911 if you see these male subjects." In your health news this morning, Alabama is one of seven states reporting high levels of flu-like activity. These figures are from the Alabama Department of Public Health, and they show the highest levels of flu activity are in the southeastern portion of our state, followed by western central and then the Mobile region. The Centers for Disease Control are seeing a spike in numbers in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, Nevada, South Carolina, and Texas. Symptoms include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, and fatigue. The flu generally peaks during the fall and winter, beginning in October and lasting as late as into May. Health officials recommend yearly flu vaccinations for everyone ages 6 months or older. If you have questions on whether or not the flu shot is right for you and your family, be sure to schedule an appointment with your medical provider. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No bond for the teenager accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson made his first court appearance since this weekend's shooting. He's accused of shooting and killing the sheriff at a gas station in Hainville Saturday night. Williams was responding to a noise complaint in the parking lot. Witnesses say Sheriff Williams was telling Johnson to turn his music down when he was killed. The body believed to be a missing 5-year-old Florida girl has been identified. Authorities in Jacksonville, Florida, say a body found in Demopolis, Alabama, is Taylor Rose Williams. Williams was reported missing earlier this month. Right now, her mother is being held in a Florida jail. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant says the state's new lottery has already brought in more than $500,000. Under the law, the first $80 million raised will go to fund infrastructure projects. After that, the money will go to help fund education. The state plans to offer
Powerball and Mega Millions drawings in late January. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride again coming in from Baldwin County with light traffic from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across to Bayway and the Causeway. No new wrecks in the roadways, couple older ones clearing, shouldn't be in the way for too much longer. Long hours in the kitchen, unwanted assistance from that certain family member cleaning up the mess by yourself, or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel in the Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. Call for reservations at 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Lamar Jackson has a historic night as his Baltimore Ravens rout the L.A. Rams. South Alabama basketball is off to a good start in the Gulf Coast Showcase, and Auburn basketball headed to the championship game of their holiday tournament. 646 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson had an MVP-caliber night, leading the Ravens to a blowout win over the L.A. Rams 45-6. The 22-year-old quarterback threw five touchdown passes and rushed for 95 yards in the win. Here's his fifth touchdown pass of the night, this one going to former New Orleans Saints wideout Willie Snead.
Can he turn the corner and get in? Yes! We got a Jackson 5! Lamar with five touchdown passes. Willie Snead.
At call from ESPN, Jackson set multiple records with his incredible performance. He became the first player with five touchdown passes in a Monday Night Football debut, the youngest player in NFL history with multiple games of five touchdown passes, the first player in NFL history with four touchdown passes and at least 50 yards rushing in consecutive games, and the first player with at least 3,000 passing yards and 1,500 rushing yards over his first two seasons in NFL history. And oh, by the way, this was only Jackson's 18th career start. And an even crazier stat, if LSU quarterback Joe Burrow goes on to win the Heisman, as he's expected to do, and if Lamar Jackson wins the MVP, it'll be the first time that the Heisman winner is older than the NFL MVP winner. Pretty crazy. Ravens running back Mark Ingram rushed for 111 yards and a touchdown, also caught a scoring pass. Last week, Ingram called for Jackson to win the MVP award this season, and last night he reiterated his opinion.
Just run that back from last week. That's all I'm going to say. Man, people been trying me, but they can't validate their opinions. So, LJ for MVP.
That's what Mark Ingram thinks. Baltimore's now won seven games in a row and sit in second place in the AFC at 9-2. The Rams, on the other hand, are now 6-5 and sit in third place in the NFC West. It's holiday tournament time in college basketball this week. The South Alabama Jaguars men's team are playing in the Gulf Coast Showcase in Estero, Florida. That's south of Fort Myers. Yesterday, the Jags kicked off the tournament with a 74-62 win over Northeastern. Chad Lott scored a season-high 19 points, and the Jags outscored Northeastern 25-12 in the final 9 minutes to pull off the victory. Seniors Josh Ajayi and Trey Mitchell each had 14 points, and senior Andre Fox added 11 points. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, South will face Miami of Ohio in the semifinals. The Jags women's team will try to get back in the win column tonight. They host the University of Mobile at 7 o'clock in the Mitchell Center. In the SEC, the 18th-ranked Auburn Tigers beat New Mexico 84-59 in the Legends Classic in Brooklyn, New York. Austin Wiley led the Tigers with 14 points and 13 rebounds. Auburn will face undefeated Richmond tonight at 6:30 in the tournament's championship game. Number 17, Tennessee beat Chattanooga 58-46 in Game 1 of the Emerald Classic. Dayton defeated Georgia 80-61 in the Maui Jim Maui Invitational. Butler beat Missouri 63-52 in the Hall of Fame Classic. Arkansas beat Georgia Tech 62-61 in overtime. And Vanderbilt beat Southeast Louisiana 78-70. Alabama doesn't take the court again until tomorrow at 1:30. That's when the Tide faces number 6-ranked North Carolina in Game 1 of the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. 649 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today with a few showers developing this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's Jack Green come to pay us a holiday visit.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey, Jack.
Y'all been doing up in here?
Teaching Earl T. how to cook a holiday turkey.
Jolene, your turkey's on fire.
Oh, man.
I think I hear Santa up on the roof.
That's the motion sensor from the hunting camp.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I crushed your jingle bell.
Tell everybody about the requirements for the wind coverage you can get.
As long as the house is at least 2,500 feet from the Mobile Bay or the Gulf, we can write big condominiums, churches, the professional liability for the pastors.
In case a cow gets injured.
What?
He said liability coverage for pastures.
You're making me crazy.
Well, you know I don't worry about any of that. I understand people have issues.
I don't have issues. Jack Green saves you.
That line doesn't work everywhere, you know.
That's it.
Get off me!
And to all a good night.
Find out how much money Jack can save you. Call Jack Green eNational Insurance at 767-6550.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Authorities in Texas are saying that wild hogs are behind the death of a Houston area woman. More details on that coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Our Mississippi neighbors are saying jackpot now that they can purchase lottery scratch-off tickets courtesy of the Mississippi Lottery Corporation. Ticket sales started on Monday. Tickets will be available at gas stations and grocery stores, convenience stores, and casinos. Listen to this. The top winnings will include a $100,000 jackpot. Now, when it comes to multi-state lottery tickets for Powerball and Mega Millions, those sales start January the 30th. That's according to the state. So the lottery is expected to generate some $40 million in its first year, and then those numbers are expected to be doubled in the year number two, and then $100 million thereafter. Proceeds from the lottery are earmarked for infrastructure improvements and education. Great news if you need to renew your driver's license, or perhaps you have a new teen driver in the house like we do. Aaliyah has now expanded their Saturday hours for a number of their DMV offices. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency began Saturday operations as part of a pilot program back in April at its Birmingham, Opelika, and Mobile locations. Well, now Huntsville, well, that's been added on November 2nd, and December 7th, Montgomery, Jacksonville, Sheffield, and Tuscaloosa, and Dothan will begin Saturday operations as well. The offices will be open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and here's how it works. Saturday walk-in customers are assisted on a first-come, first-served basis for services as first issuances or renewals of driver's licenses, including star IDs, knowledge and road skills tests, and out-of-state transfers. Driver's license reinstatements, those will only be handed Monday through Friday during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, of course, Kelly Finley, Dr. Bill Williams, and Kane. Of course, love to hear from you on the text line at 343-0106. This story from NBC News out of the Houston area. A story by Alex Johnson says a woman who was found dead outside a home in rural South Texas was killed by wild hogs, authorities said on Monday. The body of Christine Marie Rollins, 59, of Liberty, was discovered Sunday morning in the front yard of a residence in Anahuac in Chambers County, east of Houston, according to sheriff's investigators. Sheriff Brian Hawthorne told reporters, "In my 35 years, I will tell you it's one of the worst things I have ever seen."
Ooh.
End quote. Can you imagine that? Out of the things they've seen. Rollins had been a caretaker for elderly owners of the home, authorities said. When she failed to show up for work on Sunday, one of the homeowners checked outside and saw her body on the ground between the vehicle and the front door. Hawthorne said an autopsy determined that Rollins died of blood loss resulting from a feral hog assault. Sheriff went on to say, "No doubt in my mind that it was multiple animals, and we can tell that from the different sizes of the bites. The homeowner's dogs are thought to have run off the hogs," Hawthorne said. Said this is a very rare incident. From what little research we have found, there are less than six of these that have been reported in the nation, meaning attack and killing from wild hogs. Mm. Don't know what happened to this woman between the car and the house here that led to her... obviously falling down, right? I mean, for this attack to have happened, the attacks on the legs, I'm just right now, this is speculative, but mm-hmm. she would have fallen down somehow for the hogs to get her at that level.
So these hogs, I mean, in Texas, I know they've got a problem. You said they've got a problem around
America. No, we got
America.
A problem in Alabama, yeah.
But are they just like running through neighborhoods? What?
In some here in town, I know that there's some neighborhoods that have had seen them show up in South Mobile County and all that. But I mean, I've been around these things my whole life. Yeah, you could get aggressive ones, and especially if you're, you know, hunting with dogs and they've been bayed and all that. But the idea that they're going to jump out and attack somebody, this is the rarest of the rare. I know this makes the headline. This is why it makes the headline.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the damage they're doing most times is big-time agricultural damage to the woods as well, to native species. So they're a real issue, a real problem. I think they said six of these attacks in the history of the United States. So don't want people. I know that the easy thing, the headline, everybody worry, run for your lives. Mm-hmm. It's not. Listen, there's a better chance of a whole lot of things happening to you than this. But it was a story that stood out because sheriff there saying they believe 100%. They're saying that it was wild hogs that killed this woman.
But no uprising, hopefully.
No,
of the hogs.
No, I mean, we'll solve that with bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon, right? 658 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back. Hour number two of Mobile Morning Show. Stay close.